Today FM's Dermot and Dave.
Maria, what's on TV? This better be good or you are fired.
Brought to you by Sky. Brand new Sky original documentary, Murder at the Cottage, coming soon on Sky.
All right, Maria Devereaux, what have you got for us?
So we'll start with animals, will we?
Okay, animals Everyone are always animals. Good, yeah. I hand-fed a rhino over the weekend, Maria.
Did you?
Yeah, it was amazing. Down at Fordham Wildlife Park. It was absolutely gross. He spiked all over me. But what are you going to do? If you're going to hand-feed a rhino, this is what's going to happen.
I presume there was class of a cage between you and him, was there?
Yeah, I didn't just hop over into the enclosure. No,
maybe you took him out to dinner, did you?
No. Jamil was his name. He was a legend. And if you held up your hand, he would open his mouth.
I'm sure he would, yeah. And if he stuck your hand, he would eat it.
Probably.
Look,
true.
He's high-fiving. He's eating.
Did you say giraffes as well?
Yeah, fed giraffes too. Yeah, they've got amazing black tongues that are so long they can go into their ears.
Yeah, but it doesn't seem as gross when their tongue is black. I fed a giraffe before. I think I was with you.
Oh, it was in Florida, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that.
Just fed them a head of a lettuce. And the black tongue, maybe because it's black, it doesn't seem as gross. So it doesn't seem like
Herbert's not convinced. Yeah.
Maybe they just eat a lot of blackjacks. It's happened to us all, in fairness.
Super Vet is back.
Okay.
Noel Fitzpatrick on Channel 4. Thursday at 8 o'clock. So that's your first animal fix.
Okay.
Your second
Always
one
good.
Is on Netflix on Wednesday. It's a documentary series called Penguin Town. And it's about these endangered penguins that flock to this South African town every year. And they go there to find love, to start their families and to mix with the locals. And it's like the trailer for it's so gorgeous. Just all these penguins like walking up and down steps in the local town and, you know, kissing and like, it's like Love Island for penguins.
Sounds amazing. That's Netflix,
yeah,
is it?
Very cute. That's Netflix on Wednesday, yeah.
I saw a great
Definitely
clip.
Something that keeps you nice and happy inside.
I saw a great clip of penguins the other day where, you know the way when you're out on a night and you're with a bunch of mates and you meet another bunch and one of you knows one of the other people in the other bunch and you have a quick chat on the street and then you go their separate ways. So these bunch of penguins like went one way and then they kind of met each other and were like whatever they were doing. And then one of the penguins who was with the group, say, going to the right, went off the way a drunk lad would go off with the wrong group. And one of the others had to run back over and get him and go, no, come on, we're getting a taxi, we're going this way. It was absolutely amazing. I loved it.
I love that. I think penguins are fascinating. Those are your two animal pictures this week, right? Then Working Moms have a new season coming to Netflix tomorrow. I'm very excited about that.
I love Working Moms.
So it's about four women. It's not unlike Sex and the City in that it's four female friends trying to battle through life and just having babies and working and stuff like that. It's very funny. I think it's a Canadian series. So season 5, 13 episodes, comes to Netflix tomorrow. So if you haven't watched any of the other four, I'd highly recommend it. Definitely probably hits more towards the female side of things. Than
you think?
Yeah, it would definitely be for the women, I would imagine.
Okay.
I don't think Jenny has any interest in watching it whatsoever, but I love it.
But you've got some zombies in there for us, don't you?
We have zombies, yeah. So there's a series... There's a series already on Netflix called Black Summer, and it's about the early days of a zombie apocalypse and all these strangers get stuck together. You know, they lose their families and they then have to go out and try and find their loved ones and survive and keep away from all the zombies. But they don't really know anything about what's happened yet.
Mm.
So not unlike this time last year in the pandemic, I suppose.
You can draw some similarities, all right.
Yeah. So season 2 of that, of Black Summer, is coming to Netflix on Thursday. There's 8 episodes in each season, so you'll have loads to kind of keep you occupied. But the other zombie thing that I have is a movie, and it's coming to Netflix on Friday called The Dead Don't Die. And it's Bill Murray, Adam Driver and Tilda Swinton play police officers who stumble across this horrific crime and soon realise that it's the start of a zombie apocalypse. You see, similarities, there's a vein coming through here somewhere. But it all happens because of a celestial event. So something that happens with the moon raises all of the people that are buried on the planet.
Okay.
And it starts a zombie apocalypse. So I'll play a little clip from the trailer. This is Bill Murray and Adam Driver in the movie.
So what are you thinking?
I'm thinking zombies.
What?
You know, the undead. Ghouls.
Ghouls.
I'd watch Adam Driver like just standing on the road. I think he's brilliant. Kylo he Ren in Star Wars films, if you're unfamiliar with him. And of course, Bill Murray, former Ghostbuster. He's obviously now a zombie buster, but that's got to be a good lineup.
But listen to who else is in it, right? Steve Buscemi, Danny Glover, Rosie Perez, Iggy Pop, RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan, and Selena Gomez. That's the cast of that movie. That's incredible.
Yeah, so filled, your week can be filled with zombies.
And Tom Waits is in it. I can't wait to see this.
Who's Tom Waits?
Tom Waits is a singer. Very famous husky kind of, I'm in a bar in New York and I'm sound like Moe from The Simpsons.
all the Tom Waits fans now are flinging things at their smart speakers.
How dare you compare him to Moe?
So that's The Dead Don't Die. And that's
well, look, and quick zombie shout out then to the movie you recommended a couple of weeks back, Maria, The Army of the Dead, which is also Netflix, which is brilliant. It's your man Steve Bautista, the ex-wrestler who's in the Avengers movies, and he leads a team into Vegas to blow up zombies. It's
Maria,
class.
Is everything okay at home? Recommending a lot of films about dead people.
I'm feeling a bit boxed in, there is something, actually. The last thing I'll give you this week is on Netflix as well. It's from tomorrow, and it's Headspace, Unwind Your Mind. So it's one of these interactive series that you kind of pick what way you want to go with it. So it's supposed to help you unwind. It's to help you switch off.
Mm. Headspace, of course, is the famous meditation app. It's one of the first ones to really go global, as it were, and bring meditation into the common parlance. But I think it's just so cool to see stuff about meditation becoming so mainstream that it's popping up on Netflix and streaming services now. It's the way to go.
Yeah, and you literally just personalize it yourself. It's as if you're using your app. You just use the remote control and you pick between this and that, like on your telly. It's brilliant.
Very clever.
So that's on Tuesday. That's coming to Netflix.
Excellent.
Do you want to take 8 deep breaths or open the door and kill the skeleton?
You choose. Maria, thank you very much. Talk to you later.
See you guys.
Bye. Bye. It's the FM.
Maria, what's on TV? That was pretty good. Now put on the kettle.
Day FM.
Dermot and Dave. Listen live, on air, from 9 a.m. weekdays on Today FM.